USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hundreds of pastors showed up outside the Georgia courthouse where the trial of three men charged in the death of Ahmaud Arbery was held. They gathered in response to efforts by the defense to keep black ministers out of the courtroom. Reverend Al Sharpton.
We represent a God that'll make a way out of no way, and no lawyer can lock us out.
The defense has now rested its case. The trial is in recess until Monday. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has commuted the death sentence of Julius Jones just hours before he was scheduled to be executed. A crowd outside the prison broke out in song. Jones's sister Antoinette spoke about the call she had with her brother.
It's a blessing to be able to hear his voice and to know that he will still be alive.
This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Forecasters are continuing to track the potential for a storm to impact Americans hitting the roads and skiers to beat the Thanksgiving travel rush next Wednesday. The biggest impact from the gathering storm will be strong winds, but heavy snow and drenching rains are also in the forecast. Meteorologists say a winter storm is expected over the Midwest this weekend. Wind gusts of up to 70 miles per hour are anticipated along some of the southern and eastern shores of the Great Lakes. A New York judge has granted exonerations for two men wrongfully convicted of killing civil rights leader Malcolm X in 1965. The exonerations of Muhammad Aziz and Khalil Islam were issued after Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance Jr. filed a motion seeking to vacate the convictions. Both men served 20 years in prison and were released in the mid-1980s. Aziz said the exonerations couldn't erase the decades of his life that were lost. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
More details are being revealed about the Astroworld concert tragedy in Houston.
Officials believe there may have been 12,000 unticketed attendees at a deadly Southeast Texas music festival. The general manager of NRG Park telling Harris County Sports and Convention Cooperation board members on Wednesday almost 38,000 tickets were scanned for Astroworld. However, Houston firefighters have estimated 50,000 were at the Travis Scott-backed festival earlier this month. 10 people ended up dying and dozens more were hurt when fans pushed toward the stage during the rapper's performance. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden hosted Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Mexican President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador at the White House for the first North American summit in 5 years. The leaders were all physically present at the White House as they individually met with Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris to discuss a range of issues such as trade and COVID-19. Speaking alongside Trudeau, Biden described the partnership as one of the easiest relationships you can have as an American president and one of the best. Speaking with Obrador, Biden said he viewed the United States and Mexico as equals, while Obrador praised Biden's plans to provide citizenship for more than 11 million undocumented migrants living in the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.